wrap up.
Let's wrap the wrap up. Yes, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horan is here from Los Angeles. And Ken Kessler is here from San Diego. And Dudley Steffen is here from the farm. A lot of great pictures this week of calves being birthed, that sort of thing. Some video on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. And then there are the people who are putting bamboo flooring down on their houses this weekend. I'm hoping you'll have a wonderful time. Hoo-ah! A world without love would be no world at all. The food for thought today from any number of philosophers, including me. Hopefully you have someone to love and you are in love and you'll have a lovely weekend, as it were. The wild weather has subsided, but not without cost this last week. Oof, man, the deadly Midwestern tornadoes, a big item of interest for a lot of people to be talking about it. And it's the usual, oh, it's global warming, yada, 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 yada. I don't even want to get into that controversy. The controversy that seems to be number one this week, Donald Sterling, the L.A. Clippers, and the speculation now, or at least the statement that I heard yesterday, was that Mrs. Sterling, along with her children, are the number one candidates, according to her husband, to buy the team.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well,
maybe what, give her a deal?
What's the course of events that take place? I remember having conversation about baseball owners having and football owners having the final say over who it is that buys a team or can buy into the club.
They have to approve the deal, right?
So it would do that. I don't know if the NBA actually the same way. Michael would probably be the one. Michael Fortier, who's had the controls in Washington, because Richie's gone to Jazz Fest along with Roberta. So it's the three of us without the two of them.
Who needs them?
Who needs them?
Yeah.
So, Michael, do you know what the rule is for the NBA when it comes to having new ownership? The owners have to pass on whoever it is that wants to come into the club there?
Yeah, they have to vote to get rid of, Sterling, and then if he does sell, they have to approve the new owner.
Well, if he doesn't sell, what do they do? If he decided not to sell, they can tell him to sell. That doesn't mean he has to. He filed a, $1 billion lawsuit against the NBA this week for the way they've chastised him and ruined his reputation. It was so Sterling before, pardon the pun.
What rights does he have? About that story is probably, I don't know, 2-3 days ago, his son came out and made a big to-do about how he thinks his dad is a racist and he doesn't support him and he's sickened by him and blah, blah, blah. So do you think maybe he was doing that all for show so that the
league would approve
him?
It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen. What do we know about this kid before? Has he ever said anything about his father one way or another? Has he been visible?
Do you know, Michael?
The wife said one day he was racist. The next day, I love you, Donald. I love you.
Well, it sure would be interesting if Donald says, I'm not going to sue. You guys try to tear. I'm not going to give up. Or I'm not going to sell. You guys try to take it away from me. And then he says, I will sell to my son.
Mm-hmm.
The son's now done some duty saying that he thinks his dad's a racist.
The interesting thing also, a speculation, when the NBA says you can't be involved in the NBA to somebody like Sterling, does that mean he can't go to any games? Let's say he's visiting. Well, but let's say he's in Cleveland and wants to go to the game, and he decides to go to the game. How do they keep him from going to the game?
I bet you if he snuck into the cheap seats, no one would know he was there.
Well, somebody would be. He'll be followed for a year by TMZ.
He'd wear a mask.
But
a Groucho Marx mustache. I'm just here to see the game, see?
But honestly, how do they keep him?
I know that's Edward G. Robinson, Michael.
Well, then Groucho at all.
Groucho.
Wearing Groucho Marx mustache.
Off the rails already. Okay, so anyway, that's enough on Sterling. I'm not sure that I want to say anything about John Kerry.
Then why did you?
Well, because I just sort of wanted people to know that I was in the know and on the go in the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
You know about him, but you're not going to talk about him.
I made a sort of a squirm. I remember my face when I first heard what he had said. I just kind of winced a little bit because it's people make fun of Vice President Biden. Yes, he's kind of not a clown, but he's good. Yeah, he's good natured. He understands that he, you know, like the guy when he was running for vice president in a wheelchair asked him to stand up. You know. Now, why do you have that discussion?
It was tough. Funny. That's a tough thing to get over.
It was
get up!
Funny.
Get up!
He didn't say it like that. He asked him to stand up, and then he realized he was a wheelchair. He couldn't stand up. You see, I don't get Kerry. I don't think Obama has a sense of humor. I don't think George Bush particularly had a sense of humor. I don't know that Bill Clinton had a sense of humor. Yeah, it seemed to be put on all the time. But at any rate, the point is that John Kerry made a comment this week about Israel becoming an apartheid state if they didn't come up with some sort of a peace to settle things down in the Middle East. And there are a lot of people on both sides didn't much like it. And people thinking that there have been statements that weren't anywhere near as bad as that, that have gotten other people fired. It's just, he has absolutely, you can tell by looking at the guy, he doesn't have a sense of humor about anything, most notably himself. Don't we all really, I mean, when you guys take advantage and make fun of me, and basically are rude and crude and nasty to me.
Oh, I'm never nasty.
I have a sense of humor about it. Mm-hmm. You got to have a sense of humor.
Hey, I treat myself the same way. You have to be self-effacing. If you're not, it's like, I don't know.
Like
how
what?
Can you take life so seriously? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's going to screw up, and you have to laugh at it.
Right, exactly. So that's what we do.
Are you laughing at me?
Actually, what I'm laughing at is a picture of your father with the Pope.
I bet you that.
Huh? Knowing your father as I do.
We went to the cable show and met the Pope yesterday.
Yeah, very nice. I think your father in his dark suit is a nice contrast to the Pope in his white outfit. Very nice.
Yeah. It's like good and evil.
Are we posting that?
I actually have one, too. I actually have to take a picture with the Pope as well, but my dad has the picture in his cell phone still.
Really? All right, well, we'll get you on that one.
Yeah.
Are you posting that at Facebook.com, right, Kenny? And?
If I can steal it from Jennifer's dad's page.
Oh, I can just send you the, I just did. Yeah.
All right, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. We'll have some comments on Mr. Sterling, other items of the week that are in our focus here. All of that stuff. That's a lousy word. You know what? We should stop. That's almost like a swear word.
Stuff?
Stuff is a lousy word because it doesn't really describe anything. It's a lousy word. So let's not use it anymore. It's a lazy word, not a lousy word, but lazy. Stuff is a lazy word. Let's use things or items.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
All right, isn't that bad? See? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 14 after the hour. Afrin brings you this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Afrin No Drip starts working. If you have nasal congestion, you need relief. Afrin works in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Use it as directed, s'il vous plaît.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
All right, so
Honey Pope Pope
behind the scenes on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, because we just quipped about the cardboard cutout of the Pope and the event that Jennifer and her father went to.
Wasn't a cardboard cutout, Doug. That was the Pope.
Yeah. So there are pictures floating around. So these clowns that I'm working with have spent the last 3 minutes coming up with television.
Hot in Pope Land.
with titles for television shows that all have their... All right, so go ahead. Have your fun. It's Fun Friday. Come on. Let's go. Let's have some of these...
Pope and Rick Pope.
What? Say that. Wait, all right, just go ahead. Take a shot, all of you.
Everybody loves the Pope.
Everybody loves the Pope? Come on, now this is not funny if you don't do what you did when you were not on the air.
Dancing with the Pope.
Dancing
with the Pope Project.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Once upon a Pope.
All right, maybe it's not as funny the second time around, but it was funny.
The Soul Pope.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Pope of Thrones.
That's pretty funny. That is all right, I would like you to imagine getting a good night's rest. If you had a good night's rest last night,
great.
Could have been.
When did we get that?
Well, I guess it does actually apply to both men and women, because if men are not sleeping well, they have to get up and go to the bathroom two or three times during the night. The woman, the lady, or whoever their partner is probably restless as well, waking up. So if you'd like to join millions and millions and millions of men who experience now a normal life because they've gotten themselves on this prostate health formula called PT9, help yourself to 800-811-3790 to do just that. PT9 for prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients, a wealth of benefits, healthy prostate, feeding it, keeping it healthy, normal flow, complete bladder emptying, that sort of thing. PT9 backed by science. That's why Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program, backs this 100%. Call 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief or your money back. Also, get a free bonus gift, a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. Actually, you can go either way. Get 3 bottles of Heart Factors Plus, you get a bottle of PT9. Or if you order PT9, you get a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. I suggest if you've had a restless night because the man in your life has been restless, he had to get up and go to the bathroom, you ought to call 800-811-3790. Yes, ladies, call it now. 800-811-3790.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
From American Idol last night, Keith Urban sings his new song, Good Thing. It's a new song, I'm guessing.
It is.
That's where they'd be singing it to promote it on American Idol. Let's see if we like it. Kind of crank it up, Michael, will you? Would like that.
He plays guitar. That's all Keith.
Yeah. Why isn't he at Jazz Fest? It's not just about
he's
jazz.
He's doing American Idol now.
Yeah. They're not on tonight.
He's busy.
That's what I get a kick out of. All these stories about actors and actresses or performers and how busy they are running from one thing to another. Most of them aren't that busy at all. Most of them have loads of time on their hands because if you're good at what you do, you are not necessarily involved in rehearsing. There are some people who, like Seacrest, is literally at it all day long, every day.
Right.
He's somebody that is busy.
Work, 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 work.
Yeah.
Carson Daly, same thing.
Yeah. There are those people who are doing that, but I don't, and I think you see them as a result of the work they're doing. I don't see Keith Urban as being that busy. Record a few songs here and there, show up on American Idol, get a few rounds of applause. Didn't sound like, what? There's not much of applause to that.
Yeah.
How come nobody was,
yeah,
what's the story of that? Okay, now, back to the matter in hand, an elimination round.
Oh, no.
Five artists voted on whether to send home one singer or two singers. The vote had to be unanimous to delay the send-off. They voted 3-2 to delay, so Sam Wolf was eliminated.
We don't know who circled yes. We don't know who circled no.
Jeez.
But after the nationwide vote,
nationwide,
the contestant that leaves American Idol tonight is Sam Wolf.
Slamming Sammy Wolf, Gonzo. So that's it. Spoiler alert out for those of you who did not see American
Idol.
Too
bad. Ken and I liked him.
Really? All right. Well.
Yeah.
Too bad. You're done. He's done. Time now for us to go to, yeah, I know, sensitive new age guy. Here's the late night round that we have for every day at this time with Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Seth Meyers, and some of their monologue foolishness from last night.
This is a weird story. According to reports, Chase Bank is shutting down hundreds of bank accounts belonging to porn stars. Yes. The CEO of Chase Bank said, we'd rather not handle their deposits. Now, I thought that joke was fine. But my favorite thing is when I said the setup about their shutting down their bank accounts, a guy up there went, what? He'll listen to anything, but when they start messing with porn stars, he's like, no! Those are my peeps.
It's a tough day for our pal, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Today he announced that he is checking into rehab. He said he entered rehab this week to deal with the problem swiftly, and also because Monday is Cinco de Mayo, and he ain't missing that. I mean, that's the day of all day. I gotta take care of, man. Quickly! That's right, Rob Ford checked into rehab.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because of a new video that shows him allegedly smoking crack in his sister's basement. We have to say allegedly because he doesn't really know whose basement it was.
This is fascinating. A group of university physicists have discovered that ancient Egyptians were able to transport the 2.5-ton stones that made up the pyramids by pouring water on the sand before dragging them on sleds. Oh, and also slavery. Lots of slavery.
Hey, that's when white people were the slaves, remember?
I remember back in the good old days.
Yeah, right? Nice, Jennifer. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, should 83-year-old Justice Ginsburg time her retirement to assure a Democratic replacement?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83. Should she consider who the president is to time her retirement to help make it more likely that a Democratic president will appoint a Democrat to succeed her? Or is that unseemly?
I think it would be a little unseemly, but if I were her, I would retire forthwith. I mean, she has a kind of jurisprudence that's very important to her and that she thinks is the correct interpretation of the Constitution, and it's just much more likely that she will have a successor that is in line with those views if she retires sooner rather than later, before the balance in the Senate potentially changes and before you potentially have a president of a different party who will have an entirely different constitution.
Well, I think we ought to be realistic about this. I think it happens all the time. I think, as I said earlier, that if Sandra Day O'Connor knew who was going to succeed her, she might not have retired. And these guys and women, when they go before hearings and they're asked, for example, in the case of Roberts and Alito, do you have a view on Roe v. Wade? They piously profess that they do not. We know they do. So there's a lot of politics involved in both the appointment process and the resignation process.
That was your Both Sides Minute.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Said that the sun came up from, it's almost, I mean, have you ever noticed how quickly the sun comes up or sets if you're sitting watching it? Like I was thinking of being on the beach in Santa Monica and watching the sun go down. It isn't going down, the sun's not going anywhere, the earth is just traveling around, but it looks like it's just going, and it seems to move so quickly. And now, and that's one of the things I'm most thankful for in my life, I pretty much see the sun rise and set every day of my life. So now I'm watching the sun come up over the trees on top of the hill in front of the pasture on the farm. And it just, the clouds broke because it's been raining the last couple of days. And just this sun, this brilliant ray of sunshine coming through the window. It's cool stuff. Hopefully you'll have a cool experience like that during the course of your day as it begins. Thank you for being here on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Kenny's monitoring social media. It's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So are we stuck on the number one item this week, or are there other things going on that people would like to share their feelings with us on, Ken?
Well, on our Facebook page, we posted the whole top 10 list, the top 10 items in talk radio this week as selected by the folks at talkers.com, and asked them, and we asked everybody what item was most important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph picked out the Donald Sterling story and also the tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy says the economy, the weak economic growth report. And Jay says also economic growth. He says it's a worldwide problem, and it's truly hard to believe there's a push to let the banks set their own regulation after the mess of 2007 leading into the current
situation. Why would you be surprised about that? These guys run Washington. They're lobbyists on K Street. They're lawyers. The amount of money they kick into the system, the amount of influence they have in various government agencies, because the administration, just this one, but all of these administrations, because there's so much money involved in campaign contributions, the people that come up with the most dough have the most influence, and they get the exposure. So whether it's the FDA, the USDA, whether it's the SEC, the banking commissions, they all have their own people in there, so they can mitigate policy and influence how things come out. So the same thing could easily present itself as it did in 2008 when all of us took it in the shorts, how many people lost their homes, businesses, all that sort of thing. And even they ate their own. I remember Paulson, who was the Secretary of the Treasury at the time,
who came from Goldman Sachs. Biggest competition was Lehman Brothers. So what do? They give everybody a round of infusion of billions of dollars except Lehman Brothers. And it was so blatant. And the American people just sat there asleep. Oh, gee, what's going on? Because most people don't know what's going on because the government has systematically cut out funding for real education and given us this BS, these tests, so supposedly everybody knows the same thing. The country's falling apart because of this, and everybody's just there, give me a weed, man. And that's what it is, in essence. All right. So... I guess I have to say about that. Thank you. Anything else, Kenny, you'd like to pass along?
No, sir.
All right.
Roberta, I don't think this is our Roberta.
Roberta,
but, Roberta says, as far as the Sterling thing goes, please don't make this chick a star. She's just another sideshow. Stop reporting on her.
Say that again.
Please don't make this chick a star.
Wait, what chick are we talking about?
The woman in the Donald Sterling story.
Okay.
I don't think she will be a star. I think everybody has said that she's ugh.
She's ugh.
Yeah. I haven't heard anybody defending her.
She's ugh. You are correct about that. Senate Majority, speaking of ugh, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid blasting, let's move from basketball to football, shall we? Blasting the NFL and the Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder for not changing the name of the team. Mr. Reid says the league should follow the example set by the NBA in its handling of the Clippers and his racist comments. Mr. Reid said Commissioner Silver and the NBA have set the standard for how a professional sports organization ought to act in the face of racism. How long will it be? How long will the NFL continue to do nothing, zero, as one of its teams bears the name that inflicts so much pain for Native Americans? What a boob.
Like,
so
for one guy who's upset about it, doesn't Harry have better stuff to do in the Senate than worry about the Redskins?
No. The essence of these guys and their self-inflicted importance, or what they think is their importance. This guy has no status, no standing here.
I can't imagine his constituents in Nevada are all up in arms about the Washington football team.
Yeah, well, you see, when he and Boehner and some of these other people, Ms. Pelosi, whoever it is that gets to be in charge of these various sanctimonious groups, they lose the focus on why they're there and who got them there in the first place. They live in Washington. They breathe the air in Washington. They're exposed to Washington. They very rarely. The only one that I see going back and forth a lot, or at least commanding a lot of attention, is John McClain. Good day.
McCain goes back. You know who else seems to go back a lot is Ted Cruz.
Yeah, does he?
No one likes him, but he does go back.
He has a constituency, and people do like him. He wouldn't be my choice for president, but that isn't reflective on what the person does or what kind of coverage or conversation there should be about him or her. Speaking about that, the Montana State Supreme Court made a decision this week that not only affects the people of Montana, but it's a story that sort of was subsurfaced during the week because of some other things that were going on from the Supreme Court status, from the regional status of who makes decisions and how they're made. But I find the decision vacating a 30-day sentence handed down in August to a former Billings senior high school teacher who did the unspeakable, to be reflective of the kind of thinking that we'd like to eliminate in this country. So in a moment, Scott Fredericks, who runs our affiliate in Billings, Montana, will be here to explain the ramifications, the story behind the story, and why it's important to all of us. 19 before the hour on Good Day.
He steps to the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one. We're number one! Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Today, 85% of Americans fall short of the USDA's recommended 3 daily servings of low-fat or fat-free milk. A staggering number, given that milk is the top food source for 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concern. The nutrients that Americans are most lacking, including calcium, potassium, and vitamin D. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Adding fat-free milk to breakfast is an easy way to help increase your milk intake. Here's registered dietitian Holly Granger.
Fat-free milk is a great option with the same 9 essential nutrients as all other types of dairy milk, including B vitamins for energy, vitamin A for a healthy immune system, and bone-building nutrients. In fact, 1 8-ounce glass of fat-free milk has just 80 calories and 8 grams of high-quality protein, more protein than is in an egg. All milk, including fat-free milk, offers more nutritional value for your dollar than just about any beverage.
For more information and fat-free milk recipes, visit milklife.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. You can go from the feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. 16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Friday morning, Jennifer and Ken and I have Scott Fredericks with us, who is the host in the morning after our program gets off the air on News Talk 730 KYAA in Billings, Montana. He's here to talk with you about the Montana State Supreme Court vacating this 30-day sentence handed down in August to the former Billings senior high school teacher. I'm very confused when I read this, Scott. This story has ramifications for all kinds of reasons. I suppose we ought to start with the heinous crime that he was accused of and then found guilty of, and then what happened to this girl. And the results of the hearing and the decision are, I just am very confused by all this. So thanks for coming on to try to explain it and to make it relevant to the rest of the people listening around the country. To Good Day.
Well, good morning, Doug. Well, this story goes back to about the year 2008. This gentleman was a school teacher at one of our schools here in Billings, and basically he had sex with this 14-year-old girl, and the 14-year-old girl spoke up, and of course then it was going to go to trial. Stacy was going to, it was up on 3 different counts of sexual intercourse and this and that, and then the girl committed suicide. She was only 14 years of age. So when it was going to be going in front of the court, the prosecutors felt they did not have a good enough case to make it roll without the, the prime witness and this and that. So they sentenced him to a 3-year program where he couldn't have, any contact with minors and this and that. And he broke that. So then they, of course, took that off the table and they went back to court. And the Judge Todd Baugh, said the guy didn't deserve 15 years, but gave him 31 days and suspended one of them. And he only had to spend 30 days in the Montana State Prison. I tell you, that was such a huge deal here in Billings. It was an uproar. People were just angry. They were picketing. They were asking for the judge's resignation. And part of the whole deal, too, in the sentencing, the judge says the girl was as much in control of the situation as the teacher was. So that when he said that statement, that just people just went berserk.
Well, now I kind of remember this, the outrage that not only was appropriate there in Billings and across the state of Montana, but I think that story then became a national discussion, and people were more than outraged. Good reason. I mean, there's not a word or a phrase or a sentence or even a paragraph that can describe how anyone who had a conscience would feel about this. And it just goes back to trying to figure out who in the heck sits in these judgeships. And what, do they have any common sense? Do they have supposedly regard for the law? What about regard for this 14-year-old? And to say, basically, if I heard you correctly, he blamed her as much as he blamed him.
Exactly. But he then recanted his statement saying, well, maybe it was a little bit too harsh. But this, hit Fox News, and Fox News came to Billings, and they followed the judge. Jesse Walters followed the judge. And, so Fox News crews were here in town and everything. And this judge, of course, they wanted him to resign. Of course, his term is up at the end of this year, and he's not going to run again because I don't think he'd get that many votes.
Yeah. So what happens to the family, the victim's mother? This girl commits suicide. What are her friends in high school saying? Just kind of describe the tone there locally. We understand what the tone nationally was, but what was the tone? You said there were protests, but
there was tons of protest, and the mother, when the judge came down with his sentence, basically said a few choice words in the court. The school district settled for $91,000 because, of course, the guy was employed by the school district. But the mother was very, very upset, and the judge got a lot of hate mail and this and that.
There is a suggestion here that there are people who approved of the changing of the sentence, which where I got confused. Who approved that this guy ought to have a 30-day sentence for raping this 14-year-old girl?
Well, that was purely the judge that decided that one.
No, I understand that. But under the circumstances, there was a review. Did I read that there was a review of this on the state Supreme Court level of the sentence?
Yeah, there was. And, of course, our county attorney, took this in front of the Supreme Court and, pled his case and everything. And then our new attorney general, kind of got in the middle of it, too, and, basically took it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, hey, this isn't going to roll, because you look in the statutes of the state of Montana, and basically this guy should have got 2 years.
So will he have a review, and will he actually go to jail? If the minimum sentence was 2 years, this guy, he's not still a teacher. I can't imagine he's still a teacher.
No, they kicked him out.
But he's still wandering around the streets of Billings or somewhere in Montana, so if they grab him, they don't have to retry him, they just have to resentence him. How sticky is that wicket?
It's not going to be. I believe that he's going to get, they're going to put a new judge on the case, and he's going to get his time, and he's going to go back to prison. I have no doubt on that one.
Guys that commit rapes of young girls when they go to prison don't last very long.
No. They're not the favorite people in the jailhouse.
No. Uh-uh. All right. Well, we have a better feel for this story now. Scott, thanks very much. Scott Fredericks follows this program on News Talk 730 KYAA in Billings, Montana, the seat of the crime, if you will. 51 past the hour. Another story explained. hopefully well for you here on the Good Day program.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
After the hour on Good Day for Tech Talk, time. Perhaps I should restate that. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day.
It is.
A couple of items every day in our focus. We pretty much always start with our reporter, Shelley Palmer, who really is astute when it comes to understanding all the ramifications of the new technology and trying to bring it down to a simple, basic system, if you will, of understanding what some of this technology means to you. Today, he's going to talk to you about a new ketchup bottle that might make soggy ketchup a thing of the past.
I didn't know ketchup got soggy. This is
and
good.
You're going to be amazed at how this will take place. So I'll give you a little hint. You remember all the discussion as the 3D printers came out? Well, let's see how that affects the ketchup bottle. Just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some meaningful Mother's Day gift suggestions. Pandora jewelry is a perfect Mother's Day gift. The fantastic thing about Pandora is once you start a bracelet, you can add new charms from the hundreds to pick from for other gifting occasions. Pandora also makes great statement and stacking rings, earrings, and necklaces, including the new shimmering lace collection. Go to Pandora.net to find a retailer near you. FragranceNet.com is a one-stop shop to find mom a gift of fragrance and beauty from the largest inventory of genuine brand-name fragrances. Skincare, hair care, cosmetics, candles, and aromatherapy products, all at up to 70% off department store prices. Express shipping is available for last-minute shoppers. Get 15% off Mother's Day orders by entering coupon code 4MOM during checkout at FragranceNet.com. Aerosoles designs women's footwear featuring exclusive technologies like heel rest and diamond flex soles to offer the most comfortable shoe-wearing experience ever. These features provide comfort by distributing weight toward the heel and away from the ball of the foot while absorbing impact and friction with every step. Aerosoles comes in hundreds of styles and colors to suit any mom's tastes. LG's new Tone Pro headset features a lightweight, ergonomic around-the-neck design for comfort and a fashion-forward look. It pairs with all Bluetooth-enabled devices like smartphones, tablets, and computers. The HD voice and enhanced bass response features deliver superior sound, and the Tone Pro works with Google Voice Actions so you can control your device with just your voice. It sells for under $70. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital. digital living.
Few things can ruin a delicious plate of French fries quite like watery ketchup. But thanks to two high school students and a 3D printer in Missouri, watery ketchup might be a thing of the past. The students said they were tired of having watery ketchup ruin too many hamburgers and hot dog buns, so they decided to come up with a solution as part of a class project. So what kind of solution did they come up with? A mushroom-shaped cap that forces the tomato paste up through a tube while holding back the unwanted water. The cap was created using CAD software, then formatted and 3D printed. The pair is now trying to get a provisional patent for their invention, then aims to pitch it to ketchup companies. It's a small example of the change that 3D printers will have on the world, and a fun one at that. The students said they liked the experience because there aren't many classes where you can do a year-long research project on ketchup. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
We're giving away a free passenger side car mirror. Yay!
And also the brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray that it's attached to. That's right. To celebrate over 20 years of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil under the hood of Corvettes, we're giving one away. Objects in mirror are more awesome when you're in a Corvette. Enter for a chance to win at any Advance Auto Parts, AutoZone, O'Reilly Auto Parts, or Pep Boys. No purchase necessary. Certain restrictions apply. See participating retailers for details.
Hi, this week there's been a lot of discussion, actually just been this week, but the ongoing discussion about the so-called net neutrality rule and the Federal Communication Commission getting involved and how this may impact you. I have a cut from a conversation with a technology expert named Brian Westbrook, who tries to explain to you why the FCC is going to allow or wants to allow special faster internet access to those who can pay.
Net neutrality is the idea that the internet is open and free, all traffic is created equal. What's different this time? The FCC seemed poised to create a pay-for-priority fast lane that would allow some users to have some traffic routed through some fast lanes if those companies are willing to pay for it. And, of course, that's exactly what opponents of these regulations and those that are for net neutrality who want to keep the open internet are afraid of, is opening that door even just a little bit could cause trouble down the road. It's a complicated issue. It's one that everyone on the internet wants to pay attention to because it could have drastic effects on how we surf and how we receive traffic on the internet. One of the big impacts is for those that are trying to start a small business. Imagine if you're trying to start a video startup and you can't get off the ground because you can't afford to pay the ISPs and those service providers to give your traffic that fast lane access.
All right. So under the circumstances, how does this affect all of us? I don't think it does yet, but it may, Kenny. Isn't that the bottom line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Government messing
things
up.
Especially if you want to start a business.
Right, yep. Yeah. This is for people, as pointed out there, who would be entrepreneurs, the people that we love to support here on the Good Day program through our dream.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.